Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Welcome to Access Radio 106.1 FM. We are East Radio. My name is Paige and today I have with me...
I'm Maddie.
I'm Nisa.
And I'm CJ.
We are Year 10 media students from Wellington East Girls College and today we're talking about film and what's going on behind the scenes of the screen. We'll be playing popular music from movies. So Maddie, what's our first song for the day?
Our first song today is Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. This came out in 1987 and was featured in the film Dirty Dancing.
Welcome back to Access Radio on 106.1 FM. That was Hungry Eyes from Dirty Dancing by Eric Carmen. And now we're going to talk about Sia's movie music and the surrounding issues. What do you guys think about this?
This made me so angry.
Same.
Oh my god. So basically, if you didn't know, Sia's movie music was about a girl with autism and I guess her journey through...
high school?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't watch it because I refused to. But
yeah, me too.
Basically, she got a non-autistic actress, Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah.
To play an autistic character.
And the film showed, like, scenes of that character having a breakdown and things that could have been really triggering, apparently, and was just portraying it in the complete wrong way.
Mm. Yeah. I think if you're going to make a movie about a character with autism, you need to get an actress or an actor with autism.
Yeah.
Or in, like, lots of movies and TV shows, autistic characters are always a really smart one. With, like, I feel like it needs more representation than just that.
Yeah.
Because at the moment it's just, like, one stereotype of how they are, and I don't think that's true at all.
Mm. Yeah. I refused to watch the movie. I was like,
same.
I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, this looks like a cool movie. And then I realized, hang on a minute,
I remember seeing the trailer on TikTok and I was like, oh, that looks like it could be interesting. Mm. And it's done by Sia, so it should have some good music in it too. Mm. But then I just kept scrolling and I kept seeing all these videos come up and it's like, do not watch this. This is horrible. It's done really dirty.
It's that kind of like mindless seeing a trailer and being like, oh, cool.
Yeah, without bothering to find out.
You look at it properly and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think Sia responded to it and was like really pushing back against the backlash, saying like, I don't remember what she said,
but it was like
not very good.
Yeah.
I just think if you're going to make a movie about autistic people, have some autistic actors.
Yeah.
Because they'll have more of an idea about what it's like too.
Yeah,
they have a better insight and they can actually represent it
Or like
realistically.
Or like get someone that is autistic and, you know, like get them to help you write it. So
and
it's
especially,
like, you know,
in all shows, like, well, not all shows, but like in Sheldon from Big Bang Theory, same characters in Young Sheldon. And then in Atypical, it's all, like, the same stereotype.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure The Good Doctor, too.
Mm.
Yeah, those are, like, I get where they come from with those characters, though, because they're you know, showing that autistic people aren't just, like, stupid. They're actually, a lot of them are actually so smart.
Like, really smart.
But I think they do need to represent the different levels of, you know.
And it's like showing that they're not all stupid, as some people say, but it's also they're not. Everyone's got different levels of smartness.
Mm.
Not everyone is going to be the same.
Yeah.
And they're trying to portray it like everyone who has autism is Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
I think just there's so many different, like, types of people who don't get represented properly, and it just makes me so angry because it's like these people are human, they're part of the world and they need to be represented as well as a straight white guy or, you know, like a neurotypical human being.
Straight middle-aged 50-year-old man.
Maddie, what's our next song?
Our next song is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. It featured in the movie Rocky III and was released in 1982.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was Survivor's song, Eye of the Tiger. Now I think we should talk about the relatively recent movie Turning Red and some of the controversy around it and the things in it. What do you guys think?
What were the...
It was periods and how they included the girl getting her first period, and then there was all of this backlash online about how it was inappropriate and it shouldn't be featured in kids' movies.
Wait, in Turning Red?
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't seen Turning Red.
I haven't either. I really want to. But
that's stupid. It's not inappropriate.
No, it was just like kids'
part of
movie.
Everyday life.
And I think it's really good that they've started including that kind of thing.
Yeah, because kids need to know about it when they're young.
Because I didn't learn about it until like year 7.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned about it in like year 5.
I didn't.
My parents like told me.
And I wish I'd seen it because I was all like icky about it. I was like, no, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, same.
But if I'd like seen it, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's just normal, you know?
Yeah.
And they did those like Baymax shorts on Disney Plus too, I think. Yeah. And they included it periods in that too, and apparently there was backlash on that because it was inappropriate and a kid's thing.
That's so stupid. Because if they're like, they include like, you know, so many things, and I just, it's a way of life. It's normal. It happens to everybody with a uterus. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
not just, even like just girls, like anyone with a uterus.
People need to start discussing it more because it's not some disgusting, gross, forbidden topic.
Yeah, and especially the boys who get really grossed out by it. Maybe if they'd seen it, if they'd seen it in movies when they were kids, they'd be like, "Oh, that's just normal."
Yeah. Like you talk about it, and they're like, "Oh, gross! I don't want to hear about that." It's like, "Oh, I'd like to see you try talking. You try having that once a month, and then I think you'd be complaining about it." Like, "Oh my god, I bet cramps don't even hurt that bad."
Shut up!
You see those videos of men trying cramp simulators, and they're like screaming, and women are just like,
"That's a mild one. Why are you screaming?"
Yeah,
it's like it's normal. It needs to be normalized, and it will kind of take away some of the. I don't know what the word is, like bad vibes around it.
It's the same with like perimenopause. Like nobody talks about that, and then women have to go through it, and then
I still don't know. Like
you even mention about it around, like women just like even mention it around other men. They're like gross. That's like an old lady thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
nasty.
It's and it's also one of the things.
Shut up.
It's also a bit similar in the way to abortion is treated. No one talks about what actually happens when you have it. So I've seen people online saying they've had one. They had no idea what to expect because nobody's even talked about it.
Yeah.
All they talk about is that you should or shouldn't get one.
Yeah.
It's like just
better education on that kind of thing.
To educate more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
CJ, can you tell us what our next song is?
Our next song is I'm Still Standing by Elton John, and it was released in 1983.
In a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
No.
Welcome back to Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was Elton John's I'm Still Standing. You are listening to East Radio, and we are Year 10 media students from Wellington East Girls College, where today we are discussing films or just media topics. So I want to talk about the Year 12 Level 2 NCEA English exam, one of the unfamiliar texts about full stops, and how kids these days, teenagers, are finding them passive aggressive.
They are.
And
they
adults really are. Are like, what are you talking about? They're not. Yeah. It's just proper grammar.
If I'm upset with somebody, I will text them
with a full stop.
K, sorry, full stop.
Yeah.
And I hope they know it's passive aggressive because it is. That is the intention.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know, I do this thing like, I'll do, like, fake angry. And so if I'm doing that, I'll, like, use a full stop as in a, like, passive-aggressive way.
Yeah,
me too.
And my friends know if I send you a full stop at the end of my sentence, it's just like, okay, full stop. I'm being passive-aggressive, whether it's on purpose or not.
I've tried it doing that with, like, my parents when I'm upset with them. I text them with full stops. But they just think I'm just being normal because they want full stops anyway. And they're like, oh, my God, she finally learnt some grammar.
Yeah. I was talking about it with my dad the other day, and he didn't agree with me. But I think I explained it to him, and he was like, oh, okay. And then later on, he was texting me, and he used full stops to be, like, funny.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, no.
On purpose. And he's like, fine.
I text fine with a full stop when I'm upset.
Yeah.
Or when I have to do something I don't want to do, I'm like, fine, full stop.
I want
to
read a couple quotes from this unfamiliar text because this is really funny. It starts off, this is by Nikki Gimmel? I don't know how to say her last name. But it's called offensive. It's just a little dot. And it starts off with trigger warning. Are you offended by this sentence?
Yes, yes, I
am. Or sentences, I should say. Do you find full stops passive aggressive? When you come across a tiny dot at the end of a sentence, do you feel affronted, have an itch to fire up a complaint because your sensibilities have been offended by the bullying ways of that annoying little mark? Hypersensitive young people are now making their voices heard over the staple of punctuation that's been with us since the ancient Greeks. Hypersensitive young people. Wow.
They did us so good. So kind and loving and just what we expect the adults to be treating us.
Yeah,
I am a hypersensitive young person and I will get upset if you put a full stop at the end of your sentence. Yeah.
And then later on she goes, let's not get too snowflakey over this. My view is that full stops have to be taken on the chin. Really just calling out young people for being hypersensitive and snowflakey over this. I just feel like you can't know what somebody's like tone is through a text. And this sort of stuff helps, like emojis and full stops and punctuation, it helps. And like kids are evolving it so that you can tell when somebody's somebody's tone is.
We have to learn to respect the dots or we will be hired and fired.
What the heck? Consider your teachers. Get real, I tell my kids. This is how the world works. Consider your teachers' bosses. And in your adult life, there'll invariably be some they don't like. That's just the way it is. Because in the real world, those teachers/bosses have the power to hire and fire, to not give you that job or promotion, and you have to learn to respect that. Oh my God. She's being very passive aggressive. My God.
Yeah.
I just find this really funny that adults think we're being, like, sensitive about it. It's not. It's just the way we've evolved texting. Mm,
yeah.
It's, you know.
So the young bend our grammar to their sensitivities or even eliminate it.
Oh, my God. You need to know somebody's tone when you're texting them because sometimes you can't call people or you don't have time to talk on the phone and you need to know whether somebody's mad or happy or, you know, so you just
gotta... Full stops help.
Yeah, full stops.
Yeah. We need to eliminate the full stops. That's what she thinks we're doing.
Yeah. Okay, so Wrapping up, Nisa, can you tell us what the next song is?
Our next song is Voulez-vous. This song was featured in the first Mamma Mia, but is originally by ABBA and originally released in 1979. Welcome to Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was Voulez-vous by ABBA. Now we're going to give you some movie and show recommendations.
Here's some recent movie recommendations, starting with Nieces.
So this one's actually a show. It's called The End of the Effing World. So basically, James is a 17-year-old boy who believes he's like a psychopath. And he kills animals as a hobby, but he grows old with the practice. So and he decides he wants to kill a human. So then he settles on this girl named Alyssa, a mouthy, rebellious 17-year-old classmate with her issues, with issues of her own. And then, you know, they become friends, and then they run away together, hoping for an adventure away from her family. And they dress up in disguises. And then, but James, he has an intention to kill her, but instead he, like, falls in love with her. And it's, like, so good.
Sounds very good.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the age rating?
The rating for it is... Hold on.
Is it like, I think it's 16.
I think it's 16.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
CJ, what's your recommendation?
Mine is The Black Phone, which is set in 1978. And it's about a young boy who essentially gets kidnapped and is put, and is basically about how he escapes his kidnapper while his younger sister is trying to find and save him through her dreams. And Finney, who's the young boy who goes missing, gets locked in a soundproof basement with a black phone on the wall. And throughout the film, he starts getting calls from his kidnapper's past victims who give, throughout the film, a way for Finney to escape. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it got an 83%, and it's rated R16.
That sounds very good. I have not seen it yet.
It's so good.
For my rating, I've got Top Gun, the 2022 one. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in the rank that would ground him. Training as a detachment of graduates for a special assignment, Maverick must confront the ghosts of his past and his deepest fears in the mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who choose to fly it. Featuring Tom Cruise and Miles Teller, it's rated M.
I have seen that movie 3 times already, twice in cinemas and one at home. It's so good. I'm a big Top Gun fan. I have got Enola Holmes 1 and 2. The first one is, while searching for her missing mother, intrepid teen Enola Holmes uses her sleuthing skills to outsmart Big Brother Sherlock and help a runaway lord. It's like mystery, funny, empowering. And then the second one that just came out, which is even better in my opinion, so good. Enola Holmes takes on her first case as a detective, but to unravel the mystery of a missing girl, she'll need some help from friends and brother Sherlock. Starring Millie Bobby Brown, Henry Cavill, Helena Bonham Carter, and Lewis Partridge. It is PG-13 and got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now we've got some not-so-recent movie recommendations. Maddie, what is yours?
Mine is an all-time favourite, is Dirty Dancing. While holidaying with her parents at a placid resort, Frances is smitten with the resort's rebellious dance instructor. Her father opposes their relationship, which creates a rift between him and her. Starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and Cynthia Rhodes. It is PG-13.
For my not-so-recent movie, I've chosen 10 Things I Hate About You. It is about two sisters. One is boy crazy. The other is a tempestuous female dog. When their dad says Bianca, Larissa Olnick, can start dating when Kat, Julia Stiles, does, Joey pays Patrick, who's Heath Ledger, to date her for a chance with Bianca, resulting in my favourite teen romance story of all time. It's rated PG.
My one is Back to the Future, which is a classic film that was made in 1985 and is about a guy called Marty who travels back in time, or in the future. But in order to get back to his present, he has to make his high school-aged parents fall back in love. It's rated PG and was rated 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
My movie is 13. It's about a girl named Tracy Freeland, who is an innocent straight-A kid, and she becomes friends with a popular kid named Evie Zamora. They become inseparable. They do everything together, including drugs and other things that a 13-year-old would definitely not do. Starring Evan Rachel Wood and Nikki Reed, who plays Rosalie Hale in Twilight, and the rating is R. Paige, what's our next song?
This next song is Marvin Gaye's Ain't No Mountain High Enough, featured in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. It was released in 1967.
Welcome back to Access Radio on 106.1 FM. That was Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. We will now be talking about Heartbreak High.
This is a great series. It's a new series, new-ish. It came out a few months ago now, but it's a Netflix Australian series.
I haven't seen it yet.
Same.
It's very good.
I heard it's got really good representation, though.
Yeah, it does. It's got a non-binary character.
A autistic character.
An autistic gay character.
Yeah, and then, like, an asexual character.
Yeah, and an asexual character. I think that's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely better than the usual if they've got a gay character. It's just your gay stereotypical man.
Yeah. But this is... It's a very good series. It's... let me look up the sort of thing. I love the representation because it's like we never get enough representation of the different sexualities. It's always just gay and bi and trans.
Yeah.
But having, barely.
And I don't know why, but like there's like this character who's like an eshe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like so weird because like he's asexual. And like, I don't know, I just find it like so...
very cool. He's not being represented as just like a and everybody's so accepting of it too, like nobody like
besides Darren though, like I mean Darren's cool, but like I think he just needs to like understand him.
But
they've had shows like Heartstopper where they had representation, but it wasn't like, it was enough obviously but not as broad.
Let's see. Here, okay. It's basically like there's like A lot of stuff happens. An incendiary mural exposes everyone's secret hookups at Hartley High. Its author, Emery, has to grapple with the messy fallouts as a total outcast. Basically, she makes friends with these adorable two best friends. And it's so fun, and the makeup is amazing.
Yes.
Nobody talks about the makeup.
I've seen that. It looks so good.
It's just a really cool series, like a young person series.
Yeah.
Like, I think it shows, I don't know, a lot about Australian.
Yeah. like the slang as well.
Oh, yeah. I love the slang. It's so funny. Yeah, I like how real it is. It's not like...
Yeah, I like shows like that where it's not just the straight white man falls in love with the straight white girl.
Yeah.
Which I can love when it's done well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the main character, like, she doesn't really end up with anyone.
Yeah.
She has a few, you know, love interests along the way, but she ends up with, like, you know, with her best friend, which I like. She doesn't rely on... The whole plot doesn't rely on her ending up with her best, like, with a man.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it when a girl can just be herself without needing a man.
Or anyone.
Wait, what's that girl called, the one that shaves her head? I forgot.
Let me see. It's like...
I think I need to watch it because it looks really good. I just don't have time to do it. Right now I'm in the middle of watching Wednesday, though.
Oh, it's so good.
I finished that last night.
No spoils, please.
No spoils. I had a spoil for me and I was so angry.
Oh. I've seen a few edits on TikTok and I just keep skipping it because I'm so scared it's going to be spoiled.
The girl that shaved her head's name's Harper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I, like, feel really bad for her because she went through, like, so much because, like, her dad was, like, abusive or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool storyline. And it's, like, I like it. It's really good.
Yeah.
And I just think we need more shows like that that represent different...
Like, everybody, not just one group within a big group.
Yeah.
Because, like, the LGBTQ plus community, it's, like, big. But all it really gets
so many different
represented is just gay men or lesbian women.
They don't
like show any others. It's just those two.
I'm looking forward to the point in time where it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's not like a huge deal that there's a different sexuality being shown. It's just normal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you know, this one was like getting so much praise for having asexual non-binary characters. Yeah. I love that, but when it gets to the point where that's not such a huge deal, it's just the norm, that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But for now, we just can enjoy the shows that do happen because they're so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maddie, what's our next song?
Our next song is Take On Me by A-ha and was featured in the 2018 movie Deadpool 2, although it was originally released in 1985.
Thank you.
That was Take On Me by Aha?
Aha.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're going to be talking about
Wednesday. Yeah. But first, I'd just like to mention Nisa, who has been sitting here and crocheting the whole time while still managing to discuss things.
Multitasking.
The best multitasker.
Yeah.
What are you? You're making flowers.
Yeah, I'm making like a flower and then like a granny square. And then I'm going to put all the granny squares together and make a little bucket hat.
That is so cute. Oh my God.
Have to show us when you're done.
Yes, for sure. That's just so cute. I just wanted to mention that because that's, like, adorable. But now we're going to talk about Wednesday because I'm so excited about this. I just finished it last night.
And it's like, so good.
Oh, I've only just finished, like, the first episode.
I had to wait a couple days for my friend to, like, watch the first two episodes and then we watched the rest together. But it's because it took a while to come out on, like, other websites.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been, like, skipping every video on my For You page except the ones of Wednesday and Enid dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I also love how she finally got, like, do you know Ortega is, like, the greatest actress? Like, you look at her. So
she was in New Zealand, I'm pretty sure, last year. She was in Wellington.
It's so amazing how she doesn't blink throughout the whole.
I know. It's so easy, though. You've got other characters, too, like, Stuck in the Middle, which I grew up on. I used to love that show.
Same.
She was so bright and bubbly and, like, loud. And then this character is just, like,
so not.
It's like the opposite. She's got such good range of what she can do.
And I love how she got to represent the Latino community because I saw a video of her talking about it and she was really excited to do that.
I love how the Adams Family movie they did, it was like a long time ago, but not the first one. They got the girl who played Wednesday, the actor is in Wednesday. I think that's really cool. Yeah.
She plays Miss Thornhill.
Oh, no way.
I
love it. I love when actors get to represent their culture and community.
Same. Yeah.
And,
so great.
Like, bring it to life in a character. I like that. Makes me so happy for some reason. It's just so cute. But this was such a good, the twists and the turns.
Oh my God.
There was just a few things they said that gave me the ick so far.
Like, the first couple episodes are a little bit.
When Ina goes up to Wednesday and she's like, you have to get on Snap, Insta, and TikTok. Oh, it's like, stop.
It's a little bit. But I feel like that's what gives her character. Like, Ina gets, like,
I love her. She's just favorite.
She's so bright and bubbly and bubbly. So cute. But this show was like, the cinematography was amazing.
Oh my God,
amazing.
It's so good.
The quality, just all so of good. It.
All of it.
Everything about it.
I think that about wraps up the show.
Well, you can't spoil it for me.
Yeah, if I keep talking about it, I'm going to talk about spoilers. So. Lisa,
it's just so
thank
good.
You, everybody, for listening. This was fun.
Yeah. Bye.
I hope that you enjoyed.
Yeah, bye.
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 That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.